Perfect. Wow, look at us back on the green couch.
You know, I didn't even stop to think, like, huh. We're reviewing Queen and I'm wearing my British shirt.
Oh, yeah, my who is
Viva,
that?
It's the logo for Viva Forever, the musical in the West End. That was the Spice Girls jukebox musical.
Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was not in London at the time. This was years ago.
I was just wondering how you got the shirt if you didn't see it.
Well, someone gave me the shirt. I believe my brother gave it to me for Christmas.
Oh, that's so nice.
Don't ask me how he got it.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Hope all is well.
I know. So happy Queen. Happy. We're very British today. Properly British.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Two Gay Matt's patron-only edition, and it is Matt Palmer.
It is Matt Steele himself.
And we are back again with another patron-requested video where we're reviewing an album that someone has requested a while ago. And this one was requested by Preethi many moons ago. Hi, Preethi.
Hello, darling.
And she wanted us to listen to and give a review for Queen's 1982 album, Hot Space.
Hot Space. This was their venture into a more disco inspired sound.
Great. What and number album of this was this?
Like a million. Really? I feel like this is like their eighth. They released a lot of albums. Mm. I don't remember if they went into detail about all these albums in Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie. That is the only sort of like Queen timeline I have, and I don't even remember that much. It's fine.
Okay.
It's not as bad as like film snobs want you to think it is, but it's definitely not.
It's not great.
It's not. Okay. Yeah, great. For a movie that where the director quit halfway, or sorry, didn't quit, where the director was removed halfway through the filming, it could have been a lot worse.
Who was the initial director?
Bryan Singer.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Remember those days.
End of questions.
Yes, exactly. And, yes. And the movie it ends on a huge high. It ends at the AIDS concert, the Live Aid concert everything. Yes. And so, I mean, it's just a great concert performance, right. Everything. So it ends on a huge high. So you left the theater being like, "Oh, Queen was great, weren't they?" So you know, it did the trick.
Was
of like
this
that.
Taron Egerton? Was he?
No. He did that. The
Elton John.
He did Elton John mixing movie. It up. This is Rami Malek.
Oh yes. Talented guy.
Yeah, but you know, this is not. I don't remember the details of them going into this album in the movie. I remember them talking about doing Under Pressure and everything, but so they were, you know, all throughout the 70s known as like a rock band and everything, but this they decided to venture into a more disco-ish sound.
Yes, very bass heavy.
And I know that their fans were not happy.
A
lot of people were very angry about this album.
Interesting.
I know, because they were just like, "Oh, but they're a rock band. What's this gay shit?"
I mean, We Will Rock You is not like the most mask thing ever.
And girl, Freddie Mercury.
I know, huge Queen.
Please. Like, Freddie Mercury was like the blueprint of like telling straight guys like, "Hey, you know what will get people excited? If you act a little gay." Michael Jackson cites this album as his inspiration for the sound of Thriller.
I mean, when I was listening to it, the first thing I thought was this is very Thriller. Very Thriller. Very Michael.
Yeah.
So, to the point where I'm like, I'm kind of surprised they never collaborated. I would think that maybe they would have collaborated because the sounds are so very similar.
Sure.
Michael's a bit more polished all the way through. But also vocally, they would have been a beautiful match, I feel like, Freddie and Michael.
I feel like a Freddie and Michael collab, the earth would have exploded.
Yes.
Like, that would have been a massive performance.
Yes.
There is no stage large enough, or arena large enough to handle the energy of that.
David Bowie and Freddie on stage together. Maybe that was the limit.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. And yeah, Freddie Mercury, obviously, like, wildly, like, one of the most talented people, like, you can think of. You know, I love a male singer who leans into the vibrato, who is just like, "I don't care that I sing rock. I will be shaking my vocal cords so hard the earth will move."
And I love a male singer who's not afraid to hit his tenoriest notes
and
to belt them out, because, you know, I like singers who do things that I'm like, "I don't think I could do that."
No. Nope.
And if you give me a baritone, I'm like, "Could do that in my sleep."
No, so, you listen to singers.
I do listen to singers. Whitney taught me. So yes, I very much enjoyed a lot of this album. Should we go track by track?
Let's go track by track.
Staying Power.
Staying Power is great.
It is very
I love the Staying Power. And I never heard this song before.
I hadn't heard any of the songs on this album besides Under Pressure.
Really?
Yes.
I have heard one other song, I believe.
All right. Well, we'll get to it. I agree. I like Staying Power. And this was, of course, first track on the album, and the first time I thought, Michael? Like, this was very, you know, I grew up on a lot of Mr. Jackson's music, and so hearing this and hearing like his big vocal tenor moments above the raucous bass line, you know, I feel like this sound is kind of comes up a lot in the early part of this album, and I think this maybe is the best example of it. You know?
I would say so. I think they start off really, really strong.
Totally. Totally.
Like, with this. I think the melody's like instantly memorable. Yes. And like you feel just like the heft and the it's like we're like it's rock, but and disco and weirdly operatic. Right. But you know, it's Queen, so it's like Queen. You kind of expect that.
They're a little bit of everything.
Exactly.
Dancer, how'd you feel?
Dancer's good. Dancer's much simpler.
Yes.
Like
yes.
melodically yes. than like it's just like Dancer.
Yes. Dance. It's like, that okay. chorus. It's like, yes, oh no, we get it. Yes. Thank you.
But I mean, like, it's such a huge thing about this album is it's not. It's so much of it in so many spots. It's about like the instrumentation.
True.
They're a rock band.
Yes.
Obviously, like the people who really, really get excited about like some of these songs are people who are like guitar players
True.
Themselves, like people yes. who are really listening for the intricacies of like what's he doing on that guitar,
right.
what's going on that bass and everything. Whereas, you know, like a singer-songwriter like Matt Palmer, maybe yes. this isn't necessarily like your favorite song.
I don't it's not my favorite. It's not my least favorite. I think okay. it's very fine. Like it happened. Sure. I was like, okay, this works, is okay. Again, the chorus is very much like, oh yes, that's yeah. the chorus.
And I mean, like when you are such an emotion, when you have such an emotionality in your vocal performance, yes. like Freddie Mercury, like
yes.
he can make the most boring of songs
like jump off the page.
It's like when
yes.
Whitney Houston can sing the ABCs and you're just
I know.
Like,
I know exactly.
Like, Jesus is in the room when she gets to D.
Like if I heard whoever sang The Greatest Love of All originally, I'm sure I would feel nothing. But then when Whitney sings it, I'm lifted to the clouds.
Yes.
So yes, I feel like Freddie has a similar way of elevating the material. Even when it's like, this is okay, it never like loses your attention because
no.
that vocal performance is, you know, undeniable.
Yeah, you're always having a good time.
Absolutely.
Pretty much, yeah.
Backchat, I like a lot.
Backchat's fun.
I think it's
I
very
like that
fun.
Hook.
It is a good hook. It's like a little sassy.
Yeah.
And a little more like understated than the opening two tracks, but still, I don't know, has a really good groove to it, you know?
Yeah, and you can play it for your kids when they're being little shits.
Exactly.
When they're talking back to you.
Don't talk back.
I know. Yeah,
don't
it's like there's something a little eerie about it,
yeah.
a little like angsty and also simple like Dancer, but like
right.
I think a little more interesting than Dancer.
I agree. I think that is definitely a step up.
Yeah.
Next up is Body Language, which I would call the worst song on the album.
Yeah, like what are we doing?
What are
this
we
is,
doing?
This is for the guitar fans.
Yes.
Like this is like, oh, we're listening to some like riffs
yes.
here and there.
Yes.
Which is nice.
And we're hearing that Freddie Mercury voice talk mostly.
Talk.
And it's like, baby, I need you to hit some notes.
Yeah, we made it up as we went along.
Yes. It seems like a nice improv moment.
Did they really play a song?
Well, I guess that's the question. Did they play a song?
Was there a song?
Was there a song? So,
talented musicians.
Very talented musicians. Action This Day.
I like this one.
I agree. I feel like this picks it back up.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely is listenable, singable, pretty immediate. And yeah, just has like a lot of good energy to it. You know?
Yeah, I would say so too. Like a really cool vibe that feels like we're moving to a different sound of the album from the first four tracks, I would
Absolutely.
Say. Like we're moving to a slightly different space while not losing the aesthetic of the album.
Then we get to
Put
My
Out the Fire.
Favorite song
it's
on
so
this album.
Good.
It is so good. It is so singable. It is such a huge, incredible hook. And then once you start listening to the lyrics for the second time through, you're like, wait, this is about
gun control in America.
In America. And it's like, oh, wow, we've certainly not solved that in the like 40 fucking years since the song has come out.
It's crazy that we were singing this in 1982.
Yes.
And yet here we are.
Here we
still,
fucking are.
And it's crazy how like so many like old white guys probably love Queen.
Oh, I'm sure.
And like listen to this song and are probably just like, yeah, but like fuck anyone who tries to take away my guns.
I know.
You know?
Right.
So it's just odd that like Queen has this song that we don't talk about.
I mean, it's those people are probably the same people who are huge homophobes and love Queen. And it's so
yeah,
it's
sure.
like there's a cognitive dissonance if you'd like to see it. If you just don't want to be involved with like what you're actually listening to, then fine, go along your merry way. But the long and short of it is this is the kind of music that I'm requesting, like during that Rhythm Nation listening party. I'm like, make something that is so listenable and is so ear candy, but also has a message. That's what I feel like we need more of in today's music. And this, I feel like, does it perfectly. Because
sure.
again, like the first half of the song through, I'm just like, oh yes, I'm just loving, because I also wonder if it's like the We Will Rock You of it all. Like when you hear like a big stomping beat under Freddie Mercury, you get a big feeling.
Sure.
The melody is incredible all the way through, and then you get to the content of the lyric and you're just like, this is brilliant. Like yeah. this is, I mean, Under Pressure, it's hard because it's like, that's a song that I very much know. At least I knew yeah. the chorus. I don't know if I'd heard that full song even before I listened to this, but of all the new songs that for me, which is every other song, this is by far my favorite one. I think it's excellent.
I agree. And it's the most effortless, I yes, feel. Like, yes. we're not trying to do anything super crazy here. It's just, like, solid songwriting yeah. and just, like, really, like, interesting points. They're bringing new points. They're bringing up with, like, each verse and everything. Yeah. I'm really into it.
Huge fan. Yeah, huge yeah. fan. Put yeah. out the fire. Great song. Life is real. Song
it is real. So, it, you know... It's life is real.
Life is real. I also been wondering, oh, song is Lennon a child? Are we talking about John Lennon?
Who had yeah, been, we're talking about John.
I assumed. Yeah, okay. yeah. So that's why I'm like trying not to like say too many shitty things about yes, it.
I know, exactly.
But it's not, especially coming after Put Out the Fire, it's like, this is fine and serviceable, but like Life is Real as a title on its own is kind of like maybe if I were high, I would think this was... really hitting.
Yeah, I mean, I've never doubted that life is real, but maybe some people need to be reminded yeah. of that.
Maybe they were on the fence about it. Maybe they weren't positive, but...
But thank you, Freddie, for being there and telling us that life is real.
Hey, I appreciate that from you.
Yeah, but I don't need... I'm fine.
Yeah. Calling All Girls, cute.
Calling All Girls is cute.
Yeah.
I... Was this the one...
Which one?
That... Oh, no, it wasn't this. I think it was Put Out the Fire... I read the Wikipedia where it was like the lead guitarist was highly intoxicated when he recorded this.
Oh my.
it might be this or it might be put out.
Okay. Well, I like that we're calling all boys as well.
I know.
Yeah. Get some queer representation from Freddie. I mean, again, lyrically, I'm like, I don't know exactly what we're doing. It's like a message of love. Take a message of love far and near. The messages, ha ha. So, you know.
He's telling us to laugh.
It's very fun. It's like a little raucous, cute moment.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, maybe not the most lyrically deep.
I know this one was a single. There were six singles off of this.
What was the first single? Was Under Pressure first?
I think it was Under Pressure. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I assume Put Out the Fire was a single.
I forgot.
Girl, I'm going to look it up.
I don't remember.
What's next up is La Palabra Se Amor while I look this up. Okay. How do you feel about this song?
I really love the verses of La Palabra Se Amor. Yes. I really like them. The chorus is a little...
Okay.
But you know, it was the 80s.
Yes.
We all loved a cheesy little chorus there. Their Spanish accents were not the most authentic, but there are just a couple of Brits having fun.
Put Out the Fire was not a single.
Oh.
Guys, how are you going to have 6 out of the 10 songs be singles and the best song on the album be forgotten?
11 songs, technically. Well, are we counting Body Language as a song?
No, the remix. It's 11 with yeah. just Body Language. I mean, we can yeah. count Body Language as a song. Yeah, no, this should have been a single.
Yeah.
You had 5 non-singles and the best song of them all is one of the non-singles.
I love how we just keep going back to Put Out the Fire.
I mean, it's great. Yeah. I mean, I like the palabras, you know.
Yes, it's nice.
it's a nice little moment.
Yes.
But... There was a hit right there.
I know.
A hit that could change the world. Maybe radio was like, we're not playing this because it's talking about guns.
Maybe.
I don't know what the issue was, but we need to time travel back to 1982. Set things right.
It was a rough time for yeah. a lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would go back.
I mean, I'd rather go back there. There's further back that I would rather not go.
Okay.
But yes, no, it would be tough. But we got to set it right. Is this what Back at the Future is about?
Probably.
I think so.
There needs to be a gay Back to the Future.
Oh my God.
That's kind of incredible.
Get to writing,
back
baby.
Back to the Future where a gay goes back and goes to the record label and goes, we need to change this entire rollout.
I think we'd be great in that.
It would be really fucking
It'd
funny.
It'd be really good.
Oh my God.
Something to think about. Don't steal that idea. We're copywriting it.
Yeah, writers.
Yeah, La Palabra Se Amor, not bad. Don't dislike it.
Yeah.
Just kind of there. You know what song I fucking love?
It's great.
It's Cool Cat.
This is the other one I've heard. Oh. It's great.
This was also my number 2 on the album outside of Under Pressure. It is just so good. And the fact that we're rhyming Cool Cat with New Hat. Yes, 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 and yes.
Absolutely.
It's just like, it's such a groove and such a melodic one at that. I just really, really responded to this song. Both times I listened to this album, I was like, yes, fucking Cool Cat. This is a song that it feels like I shouldn't like. Why would I like a song called Cool Cat where the rhyme is New Hat? But I'm in.
Oh, and the entire time he's in his falsetto.
Yes.
He's like, don't forget, I can like scream my face off, yes. but I can also
Yes, exactly. Like, how did Mariah learn?
Exactly.
Ready.
Yeah. This song's excellent. It's too short.
It is too short.
Like, it goes by too fast. Yes. I wish it was longer because it's one of my absolute favorites.
Yes.
I think it's great.
And then, of course, we end with...
It's Under Pressure.
It's Under Pressure.
Guys, it's Under Pressure.
You know it. I mean, I knew the chorus at least. First time through, I was like... I wasn't paying attention. I was like, wait, when was David Bowie singing and when was Freddie singing? And then second time through, I was like, oh, it's pretty clear.
Yeah. Pretty clear.
You know, David's voice is much deeper, much more of a baritone moment. But they sound great together. It never, like, again, you know, I talk a lot of shit about, you know, big superstar duets. This is the rare one where the duet is as good as the collaboration.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I would say
like, this is worthy of these two artists duetting. Unlike The Girl Is Mine by Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, which is terrible.
If only Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson had a chance to collaborate.
I wonder why they didn't.
I mean that would have been a lot of money. They each would have been paid.
That's true.
I mean, and they're also there's an ocean between both of them.
True, but they could have recorded it live. But did Michael do Live Aid? Maybe not. I don't know. Guys, tell us how you feel about Queen Space from Queen. Thank you so much, Preethi, for requesting this. I was happy to dive back into the 80s, an era we were not alive for.
Nope.
At least this, not this part of it.
We were definitely alive in the 80s.
Yes, but not 82.
I know the early 80s are such an enigma to me.
Right.
Because it's kind of like, what was going on there?
All I know is like the Madonna and Michael and Janet that was happening outside of that. No idea.
Well, you didn't even know the Madonna. I was surprised when I found out that I, like in a Madonna reaction, that like I knew of Madonna's music before you did.
You did. I mean, I keep telling you, no black parents are playing their kid Madonna. I don't know what else to tell you. It's just not happening. But yes, no, but I know it now, you know.
Thank
looking
God.
Back, I would be playing like a virgin.
We're about to listen to Madonna right now.
Hey, because she's still here. Still here. Jesus. Good job, Madonna.
Jesus.
We love you. And we love all of you. Thanks for being patrons. We'll be back soon with more Two Gay Mets.
Bye.
Bye.